Really quickly before we dig in, if you would like to know where to go to ask me questions or listen to my live Q&As, find free guides on pet nutrition, or where you can go to support the Animal Nutrition Wizard so that I can continue providing free coaching, consultations, guides, podcasts, and more, please visit my Facebook page or group, facebook.com/groups/AskTheWizard, or my page, facebook.com/AnimalNutritionWizard. My group is where you can go in and ask questions, share pet pictures, and see what other people are asking. And my page is where I share podcast updates and host a free weekly Q&A session every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also support me at patreon.com/AskTheWizard. Okay, let's dig in. What the heck should I feed my guinea pig? Small pet minisode, Guinea Pigs, Part 1. Hello, wizard lovers. Welcome to Lesson 15, which also happens to be the first guinea pig minisode. I am Trinity, the Animal Nutrition Wizard, host of this podcast, and creator of the Ask the Wizard group on Facebook, where you can find free nutritional guides, and I am a pet nutrition consult on a mission to educate the world on pet food and pet physiology. So I promised you the occasional mini-sode, 10 minutes or less, focused on small pets like rabbits and guinea pigs, so here we are and here we go. Guinea pigs, otherwise known as cavia porcellis, and many in the guinea pig loving world affectionately refer to guinea pigs as cavies for this reason. They are seriously cute, cuddly pets, and they have a very unique set of nutritional needs. Guinea pigs are, of course, herbivores, meaning they obtain their nutrients, all of their vital nutrients, from plant sources. Herbivores will generally spend up to 20 hours a day eating. Their food is very high in fiber, and they often have large bellies that work as little fermentation factories, which is necessary when you have a diet that's mainly fiber. Fiber fermenting poop machines doesn't sound as scientific and kind of does a disservice to how awesome these animals are, so herbivores is what we will call them. Now, the reason animals like guinea pigs can survive on a diet that is very low energy and, frankly, low nutrition is because they have specially designed digestive systems that have adapted to getting the most out of such a diet. Their intestinal tracts are very long relative to the size of their body. Their stomach pHs are very high pH, which is the same as saying it's very low acidity. And this is perfect for breaking down complex carbohydrates. And because their large intestine is so long, they have a huge number of bacteria in there, which does a fantastic job of fermenting plant matter and manufacturing essential vitamins. Guinea pigs also have something called a cecum, which is similar to rabbits, which is sort of a pouch attached to the intestine. And theirs is very large. And in this pouch is actually where the vast majority of their food is processed by that beneficial bacteria. Because of this large cecum and very long digestive tract with specialized bacteria, guinea pigs are part of the family of hindgut fermenters. Basically, in the back end of the gut, or the colon and cecum, are where most of the digesting and fermenting is done. This also means, unfortunately, that they're in the habit of practicing cecotrophy. Essentially, they eat their own poo. But fortunately, you will rarely spot this behavior. It usually happens very quickly, and it's incredibly vital to their health. This is one of the main reasons guinea pig experts, myself included, strongly recommend against grid flooring. If your guinea pig's poop falls through the floor, then they cannot re-ingest their stool, meaning they will become deficient in extremely important B vitamins and other nutrients they need in order to be healthy. It is of great nutritional importance, therefore, that your guinea pig's abode has a solid floor. And that's actually good in my opinion, because most guinea pig lovers swear by non-pill fleece as the best bedding for guinea pigs. You can totally customize the color and pattern of the fabric you use. It's fun, it's personalized, and it's nice and soft, easy to clean, and safe for guinea pig feet, which, by the way, they have 4 toes on their front feet and 3 adorable toes on their back feet. And those feet are very sensitive. A soft fleece bedding will also prevent calluses and sores, which form pretty easily on cavy feet and are very painful for them. It also helps to prevent buildup of potentially bad bacteria-ridden bedding between toes, which also causes inflammation and can lead to issues like ulcerative pododermatitis, also known as bumblefoot. Sounds cute, it's not. Abrasive and holy flooring is bad, soft, solid flooring is good. So my first point for guinea pig nutrition in this mini-sode series is that guinea pigs are hindgut fermenters. They eat a plant-based, high-fiber diet only, and require the ability to re-ingest their stools to obtain the nutrients that their body wasn't able to get on the first pass around. There is a lot more to learn about guinea pig nutrition, so I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next mini-sode, Guinea Pigs Part 2, which will come up at some point. I want to thank you for your listenership and ask that you consider supporting me and or sharing my podcast with other pet lovers, especially in this case if they own guinea pigs. In the meantime, be sure to feed those little cavies like you mean it, because nutrition is magic. Thanks, guys.